50. You'll never be Vrabel.
Everything lives forever here. Our weekly Patriots Monday conversation with Rob Ninkovich is brought to you by Dr. Robert Leonard and by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Rob Ninkovich, who was the voice on that drop you just heard, joins us right now. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good, guys. You know what I'm doing right now? Take a guess. Take a guess where I'm at.
Talking to Bucky in New Orleans.
No, he won't talk to me again. I'm actually in Disney World. I just got here today. So wish me luck, and hopefully I don't lose my mind.
Oh, I hear there's a lot of good stuff for adults, too, not just kids. How old are your kids, Rob?
I have a 4 and a 1. So.
Oh, you got to go crazy. Just
good luck.
You don't have to be in Disney World to go crazy over that.
Exactly.
Are you past the point where you're ever surprised at any sort of comeback effort that Tom Brady puts together?
No, not at all. I mean, if anyone watches or had looked at my Instagram, I was 100% full all in, knowing that they were going to win that game, comeback win. I wasn't nervous for a second. So, you know, it goes to show you how they prepare and how they play. It's every week they're busting their tail every day, and they play 4 quarters. So a team might get up a couple touchdowns or up 10 points, and at the end of the day, they're going to go out there and they're going to play 4 quarters and they're going to win. So at the end of the day, they come back 24-20, they win, game over. So I'm very happy for everybody, all my old teammates and coaches, because I know how hard they work.
You didn't seem pretty impressed, very impressed, I should say, last week about Jacksonville. You're like, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They'll probably lose 28-10. Did they gain some respect from you by the way they played?
Yeah, they did, actually. I was surprised that they played as well as they did. I really thought that they would just come in and not really perform as well as they had. And, you know, the weather, I was hoping Foxborough would be like 15 and like some wind chill there to knock them down a little bit, but it was 45 and sunny. So Mother Nature wasn't in our favor. But, again, you got to give credit to them for the first 3 quarters. They were playing well. And then they weren't able to hang on. So, got to give them credit, definitely. And, I think Bortles played better than I anticipated. But they're still going home. So Patriots move on. I think the experience and, you know, all the different tough games that they've played in the past really helped them out.
When the Patriots are down 14-10 at the half, what's going on in the locker room there at halftime? Is it coaches speaking? Is it a lot of different players talking? What's happening?
The coaches come in. Offense and defense, they're split. They split the locker room in half, so the defense will all be on one side. Offense will be on the other side. Guys will kind of get a couple minutes there to collect their own thoughts, use the bathroom if they have to, you know, eat a half of peanut butter and jelly or something. And, then Maddie will come up to the board. He'll write up maybe 5 plays that hurt you, kind of go over the adjustments that they're going to do moving forward. And offense is doing the same thing. So they're going over maybe some defenses that, you know, that they weren't anticipating or the things that they're running. And then they go out in the second half and they try to execute and play that game plan. So you can kind of see, I think at halftime, every game that the Patriots play, they come out and they adjust well, and they play a different type of game. So they adjusted, came back out, did what they had to do, and now they're heading to Minnesota. So I'm really happy for them, and those guys, they all deserve everything that they earned, because they've earned it. Nothing's been given to them.
We're talking with former New England Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich. I'm asking a defensive player this, but I do it advisedly. What was your opinion on the church hit against Rob Gronkowski? Dirty or no?
No, honestly, no. There's a difference between coming in and leading with the crown of your helmet to try and take somebody out. And from what I saw, he was coming in hot, and he actually turned his head too. So he wasn't trying. I don't think he was trying to hit him in the head. I think because, honestly, when you hit somebody with your head, you're putting yourself at risk as well to knock yourself out. So I think he comes in really fast, bang, bang, trying to separate the man from the ball, and he was turning his head. And he hit Gronk's the bottom of his chin with the side of his helmet. So usually the target on a, you know, if your weak spots when you get hit in the head are the side of your head, right where that defender got hit, because right, that can hurt you just as bad right there. So I don't think he was intentionally trying to hurt him at all. But unfortunately, that's just part of the game. You know, that's the risk and the contact that happens when things are moving at a really fast pace. And I don't think you can prevent any of that from happening in a bang-bang situation like that.
Why not? You don't think he could have targeted a different area of his body? Go lower?
Well, I mean, if you hit him in the knee and blow his knee out, he's out for a lot longer than a week, you know? So I think you asked Gronk, hey, would you rather get hit high or hit low? He'd say, hit me higher.
You've been to several Super Bowls. You've won a Super Bowl or two. What's it like getting ready this week? I mean, you got a couple of weeks to prepare for this thing. Is it crazy? You have people you haven't talked to in years asking you for tickets? What's it like?
Yeah, the first couple of days is kind of crazy because you got people coming out of the woodwork looking for tickets and family members and cousins that you haven't talked to in forever. And you know, I can be brutally honest at times, and I'm pretty simple. I say, hey, if I haven't talked to you in the last couple of weeks, you're not getting a ticket from me. So that's pretty much how you handle it. And then you want to move on from that because, you know, some of that stuff it can get in the way of focusing on what really is important, and that's playing good football. So, you know, Bill does a great job of saying, hey, tickets, figuring them out. We got a couple of days here, figure it out. Once we're back preparing, it's over. So, you know, he does a great job of really clarifying to everybody we're here for one purpose, and that's to win a football game. So let's prepare to the best of our ability so we can go out there and play fast.
What's it like for you to see James Harrison in a Patriots uniform, and how do you think he has played so far for the team?
I think he's doing exactly what they wanted. You know, they needed a guy to come in and, you know, be physical and stop the run, and he's done a good job. So, you know, 39 years old, it's not easy. And, you know, I give him credit. He's a really good football player. So good for the Pats. You know, good pickup.
The Arizona Cardinals today named Steve Wilks as their new head coach. Surprising some because Brian Flores was thought to have been a pretty strong candidate as well. But it means that with Matt Patricia likely headed for Detroit, that Brian Flores is in line to become the defensive coordinator here. What's your experience with Brian Flores as a coach?
I've been with B Flo for many years, so you know, we're really good friends. Sorry, I'm going down a hallway right now. Kind of might be echoey, but he's a really smart coach. You know, really understands his players well. He played at a high level. He went to BC, so. You know, I really respect him. He's a good friend of mine. So, you know, I think if he does assume that role, he'll do great. He'll be great. He'll do well. And, you know, I think that the future looks bright for him, definitely in any role that he's involved with.
How about all these coaches, though, with Patriots ties in the league? Billy O'Brien, Mike Vrabel today, Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels. Are you interested in being a defensive coordinator for somebody?
Well, I don't know about a DC just yet. But I need to see the game in a different perspective. As far as, you know, as coaches, they see it from above. They see everything. As a player, you just see one angle. You know, we'll see. I'm not necessarily gonna close the door on a career in coaching, but right now I'm gonna focus on my kids in Disney World and make sure I don't lose my mind here. But no, it's definitely cool that there's so many connections out there in the NFL world. And, you know, I think my resume would be okay if I sent it out to a few of those teams, you know.
Was there any part of you, Rob, that wishes you were still out there this year, or did you make the right decision retiring before the season began?
No, I'm, you know, when I see those guys getting hit, I'm like, geez, I really enjoy not being sore and being able to walk and move around on Tuesday and Wednesday and not feel completely like I got ran over by a car. So, you know, like I said before, when I made that decision last year, it was all for you know, the best interests of myself and my future. And, you know, I love football. I'll always love football and the game. But on the flip side of it, it does a number on you. So for me, you know, I'm the biggest cheerleader fan right now. So I was jumping around screaming and, you know, super excited for everybody involved for this year. So, you know, I'm really hoping that they can go and, you know, take care of business, go back to back. That'd be great to witness. And, you know, I'll always miss football, but, you know, the pain and the sacrifice and the things you got to put yourself through to play, I just couldn't do it anymore.
A bit of advice from a savvy veteran: avoid "It's a Small World." You'll never get that song out of your head.
I actually enjoy it because I've always been a Disney fan. You know, I always came here a lot as a kid, and that was one of the things that we always did as a family. So, you know, it's cool. We come here a lot. So last year after the Super Bowl win, we came here as a family, and you know, I'm sure this isn't the last time I'll be here. So, if you see me, if any Patriot fans in Orlando, Patriot fans, I'll be walking around Magic Kingdom.
Well, all right. Well, you're gonna see them then.
Yeah,
I guarantee. I guarantee you will see them. Lots of them.
Rob, thanks very much. Enjoy the trip down there.
All right, guys, take care. Have a good one.
See ya.